Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Miss Alexis Smith on Stars Over Hollywood.
All right, fellas. Let's get one thing straight before we begin. You've never heard of a woman in this kind of job before, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. Just forget that I'm a woman.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio, such famous names as Cornell Wilde, Rhonda Fleming, James Dunn. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed a star who will soon be seen co-starring with William Holden in the Paramount picture, The Turning Point, Alexis Smith. The story, it's a man's game. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation evaporated milk belongs in your home, because no other form of milk has so many uses as Carnation. No other form of milk is concentrated to more than double richness. For all your milk recipes, use Carnation mixed with an equal amount of water. You know, even then, it's richer than your own state standard for bottled milk. For most cream purposes, use Carnation undiluted, just as it pours from the can. And remember, too, that creamy Carnation makes a delightful whipped topping for desserts. Because it's so versatile, Carnation saves you money, cuts your milk and cream bills by one-third. So use it in many ways. Enjoy better results and save with Carnation, the world's leading brand of evaporated milk. And now, Act One of It's a Man's Game, starring Alexis Smith in the role of Susan Douglas. Curtain going up. Once again, the football season is approaching its annual grand climax. Excitement runs high as schools, big and small, trot out their teams and cheer them on to victory. But there's also drama behind the scenes. Right now, Bill Evans, coach of the Littleton High 11, stands in a classroom that's deserted, except for himself and an attractive young teacher.
No pets, Mr. Evans. I've warned the boys on the squad. They have to study as hard as all my other students.
No, but Miss Douglas, be reasonable. If Red isn't in that game Saturday, we don't...
I'm sorry, Mr. Evans. Red has known all along about makeup classes. Still, he will sit there in study period with his football charts propped up inside his history book.
Studying charts instead of the glory that was Greece, is that it? Well, one of the things they teach in ancient history is the Greek interest in athletics, bodily grace, and competition. Even the Greeks knew they had to train their youth for a competitive world.
If competition is what Red needs, he has plenty of opportunity right here in history class.
Oh, come out of that golden age of Greece, Miss Douglas, and see the needs of the city in which you live.
I am quite conversant with those needs. One of them, I'm sure, is for their children
One
to
of
learn...
their needs is for a new gymnasium. Did you know that?
Why, I...
Did you know that the class of 93 has promised us a new gym if we get into the Interstate Conference Final and win it? Now, how about getting hep to a little local history, Miss Douglas?
Mr. Evans, if you'll excuse me, I have things to do. Red will have to stay in this afternoon, and unless his grades show a phenomenal improvement in the next day or so, I don't see how he can play in Saturday's game.
You'd get a lot farther with your students if you'd help them make a little history instead of memorize it. And don't you forget it. If you ever want to know what the score is, you won't forget it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Evans. Liz, would you mind very much if we went home early?
It is a pretty sad affair. You'll have to admit the youngsters are putting on a good show for the visiting team, considering we lost the game.
Well, that's just it, considering they blame me. I don't feel very welcome.
You should have come to the game with me, Susan. It looked as if you weren't even interested in your school.
Oh, but I'm very interested in football now. I mean, well, I decided to go to the game after all.
Where were you hiding? I didn't see you.
I couldn't get a seat on our side. Liz, I didn't understand the game at all. I told you I wouldn't.
I've always said that when they push you prodigies through school too fast, you haven't time for the fundamentals.
Well, I certainly never had time for football.
But there's always a nice big scoreboard. You can read which way the game's going. That's the most important part anyway. The score's what they pay off on.
But all those
football terms. Oh, good heavens. What if you don't know a touchback from a T formation? And as for fair catch, all you have to remember about that is that it has something to do with eligible bachelors.
What?
You know, unattached males, like Bill Evans.
Oh, Liz, someone will hear you.
No one's coming near us. Now, listen to me, honey. I'm an old married gal now, and this is one game I know something about.
Well, if you think for one minute that I'm...
interested in the coach? You wouldn't be normal if you weren't.
If there's one person I'm not interested in...
Oh, honey, behind those horn-rimmed glasses and that Phi Beta Kappa pin of yours, you're hiding a very normal young gal. Evans is young, too. Young and handsome.
Mm, he is, isn't he? Not very friendly, though.
Hmm. In case you're interested, the way to the heart of a football coach is right through center. You might even say...
Liz, I've told you, I'm not interested in his heart. I'm still... Well, if the new gym is what he... I mean, what the school wants and needs and the community, I think I have an idea of how to give the coach back his quarterback. For convenience, a player is referred to by his position in the following diagram.
Miss Douglas?
Which shows the many possible offensive formations.
Miss Douglas?
Yes, players of opposing teams...
The study period's over, Miss Douglas, so can I have my football manual back now, please?
Oh, your football manual. Of course, Red. Here you are. I've been reading it. It's very interesting.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You've what?
You know, Red, I should have confiscated this football manual before.
Yeah?
Well, then I'd have understood last week's game a little better.
I'm surprised you went.
I'm sorry you weren't playing, Red.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to think we'd have won if you'd been in the game.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Red, I won't be satisfied until you bring your grades up and can play in every game. As a matter of fact, I've decided to give you individual tutoring after school.
Oh, well, I don't know, Miss Douglas.
And, Red, if you'll try to understand ancient history a little better, I'll try to understand football.
Well, that's easy.
Well, I think ancient history's easy. Now, if we can help each other, you'll bring your grades up and play in all the games, and I can enjoy watching you. I'm sure you must be a very good player.
Well,
Oh, it means a great deal to me, Red. I'm staking a lot on it.
Well, I don't know if the fellas ever found out...
But they won't. We'll be able to surprise everybody. I hear the students are planning a victory dance if we win the Union Center game.
Yeah, yeah.
I know if you're playing, Red, we'll have that victory dance. What do you say? Shall we help each other? Will you teach me football, Red?
Well, I guess that'd be okay.
Contract?
Sure, it's a deal.
Fine. Now, here's your manual.
Oh, you better keep it, Miss Douglas. Now, let's see, study the first 15 pages tonight.
15?
Yeah, the first 15 pages. You'll need every bit of that for your first lesson. I'll be over tomorrow night and give you an exam on it.
Oh, that's one test I very much want to pass, Red.
Miss Douglas, I got a hunch we're both going to pass our test now. Douglas, how'd you like the game?
Oh, hello, Red. I was very proud of you. You were magnificent.
Yeah, thanks to you. Hiya, Mrs. Martin.
Hello, Red. Do you hear me rooting for you this afternoon?
Why do you think I made that winning touchdown, huh?
This has certainly been Red's day. I can't say he looks any the worse for all his cramming. You look pretty triumphant yourself. almost radiant.
I don't think I ever worked so hard for anything in my life as I have over Red's football diagrams and charts.
Well, it's beginning to pay off.
Well, at least I've converted Red to ancient history.
And made him your friend for life. Too bad you weren't working on the coach. Or were you?
Fair catch, didn't you say?
You're learning. Fair catch and more.
Oh, Liz, be careful. He'll hear you.
good evening, Mr. Evans.
Good evening, Mrs. Martin. Miss Douglas.
How does it feel to have a winning team again, Mr. Evans?
Oh, great. And it's been a shot in the arm to the team.
I think I'll wander over and check on the refreshment.
Would you like to dance?
I'd love to.
Red's just told me you've been giving him some extra help lately, or he'd never have made the grade.
Oh, it was easy enough. You were right about Red. He's really a smart boy.
Yeah, well, I was sure wrong about everything else. And I want to apologize for the other things I said. I just don't know what got into me.
Oh, please don't give it a thought. I understand.
I sure appreciate your saying so. You dance as if you'd come to rehearsal this morning. Where did you learn to dance like this?
Oh, why, thank you. I never learned. I never had time.
Just a natural-born dancer, huh? Probably born under a bandstand.
Maybe I got it from studying Greek history. You know, their bodily grace and all that.
Ouch, I deserve that. But now look, you said you'd forgiven me.
I have, because I deserved it. And because I understand now what you're trying to do for Littleton. I hope you succeed. I'm rooting for you.
Well, thank you. Now, I am sorry I won't be around for the cheers.
You won't be around?
No, I've received my orders. I haven't said anything to the kids yet, but this is my farewell party. Yeah, I'm off to the wars on Sunday.
Sunday? Why, that's tomorrow. Oh, I know you have to go, of course, but I'm sorry. Everyone will miss you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss this place, too. But I'll be back. That's what it says in my papers, you know. Servicemen to be guaranteed their positions when they get back.
Well, that's reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah, it does help.
Until then, we'll all be waiting for your return.
Well, that's kind of you, Miss Douglas. I'll try to remember that when things get rough.
Those papers. Time for lunch.
Oh, come in, Liz. I can't eat with you now. Mr. Butler asked me to stop by his office at 12.
Miss Douglas? Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Martin. I gotta see you right away, Miss Douglas.
Well, I was just leaving to see Mr. Butler, Red, but I can be back in a few minutes if it's important.
That's just it. I gotta see you first, before you see the principal.
Oh, well, maybe I can take a few minutes now.
I won't wait, Susan. I'll be in the cafeteria.
Miss Douglas, did you know Mr. Evans has left?
Yes, Red, I knew.
But what'll we do?
We?
Littleton, the team. No coach.
Well, I hadn't thought. Our coach is so hard to get.
Hard to get at this time of the year? Everyone who hasn't been drafted's coaching somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Butler said. Sorry. Sorry, but it looks as if there won't be any faculty supervision for football, so...
So?
So football's out for the duration. Or else...
Or else?
Or else it'll have to be a dame. Excuse me, Miss Douglas. A woman teacher. No alternative.
Oh, but a woman could.
You could, Miss Douglas. I told Mr. Butler you could do it.
Oh, but Red, I wouldn't know the first thing about...
Oh, that's a fine thing to say to the guy who taught you. Now, look, like I told Mr. Butler, you know more about the game of football than anyone on the faculty.
Oh, he didn't believe you, surely.
Sure he believed me. I said your grasp of the game is remarkable, woman or no woman, and that part's true now.
Oh, well, to watch it, maybe, thanks to your patience, Red, but not to coach.
No, you know enough to supervise. That's what we got to have to meet the requirements, faculty supervision. And you're quick, Miss Douglas. You'd learn the tricks of coaching in no time.
Oh, but I...
You'd like to help the school out of a jam now, wouldn't you? Help Coach Evans? You'd like to keep his team together for him till he gets back, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, of course, I'd like to.
Well, that's a promise now. I'll go tell Mr. Butler it's all settled. I told him you know what the score is.
Oh, but Red, wait, I do? Maybe I do now, Red. Maybe I do. But can I hold the line?
And so the curtain comes down on the first act of today's radio drama, It's a Man's Game, starring Alexis Smith and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before our second act begins, let's hear a seasonal suggestion for a tasty meat dish. It comes from our authority on foods and cooking, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake.
Well, right now, Art, pork roast is selling at a very good price at the meat counters. And it makes a big hit on the dinner table these fall evenings.
Sounds good.
It is. Especially if you're careful to keep the temperature low while roasting. About 325 degrees, I'd say, to prevent shrinkage.
And?
And if you serve it with smooth, creamy carnation gravy.
By all means. Any special tricks to that?
Not a one. Just mix the pork drippings and flour and blend them together over a low flame until smooth. Then comes the important part. Mix Carnation evaporated milk with an equal amount of water. Add this to the other ingredients and simmer over low heat until thickened. That's all there is to it. Simply pour it into a gravy boat and your Carnation gravy is made.
And your reputation as a good cook is made, too, I'll bet.
Yes, Art. Gravies and all milk recipes just can't help tasting better when they're made with Carnation evaporated milk.
Well, Mary, that adds up. More than double rich, heat refined for smoother blending, Carnation performs cooking miracles that are just not possible with any other form of milk. So, friends, for tastier meals always, be a better cook with Carnation, the milk from contented cows. We return now to the second act of It's a Man's Game, starring Alexis Smith in the role of Susan. With handsome Bill Evans called away to the service, Susan Douglas suddenly found herself taking his place as coach of the Littleton High football team. Now it's three seasons later and as many championship teams for Littleton. Susan and her boys are on a train bound for Midlands and the big game. But it's more than that just now. Bill Evans has come back from the wars and is now the coach at Midlands. As the train nears its destination, Susan's nervousness grows.
Now, if I can only stop shaking inside. Playing Bill's team is just another game. I'll be cool, calm, poised. I'll just say, how do you do, Mr. Evans? Or maybe, hello, Mr. Evans. May the best team win. And so glad your eyes are blue.
Hey, Bill, this Coach Douglas must be quite a girl.
She is. What's the matter?
I was just thinking. What would it be like to be married to a football coach?
Well, she's not bad looking, in a wholesome sort of way. Of course, I haven't seen her in several years. She's kind of quiet, wore glasses. But there was something about her. I don't know. I wonder if she is married. Oh, not that I... Hey, there she is.
Hey, I'd play on her team anytime.
She's changed quite a lot.
I'll see you later. Welcome to Midlands, Miss Douglas. I mean, Coach Douglas.
Thank you.
All ready for the big game? How about a statement?
Oh, well, no, except that we're looking forward to the game and... Oh, there he is.
I've got one or two questions I'd like to ask you. Do you plan any surprises?
Oh, well, the team will answer all your questions this afternoon on the field. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Midlands, Miss Douglas.
I'm sorry the train was late, Mr. Evans.
You've changed.
You look just the same.
Yeah. Well, my car is over here. Or would you rather go with your boys in the bus?
I'd like to go with you. That is, if you're sure...
A pleasure. You're... This way.
Everyone expected you to come back to Littleton, Bill. Mr. Evans...
Well, I heard that Littleton wanted you to go on as coach. You'd already become the town hero, a heroine. The day I got back, I did get back for a day, and everyone was talking about Coach Douglas. You just won the interstate, and that meant the new gym. That's where I heard that Littleton had rather not disturb the setup. After all, you were their own little Joan of Arc.
A monument. Cool, calm.
What?
That's sarcasm, isn't it? How childish, Mr. Evans. There's no need to be jealous of me. What you've done with the Midlands team is nothing short of magic.
Well, you can expect some competition this afternoon.
We've always had competition. And I might have known it would turn out like this.
Turn out like what?
Oh, nothing. Well, I'm glad you're happy here in Midlands. It's a lovely town.
I like it.
You're married now, I suppose?
Me? Oh, no, not me. Are you?
Oh, heavens, no. No, indeed.
You know, that did sound sarcastic about Joan of Arc. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. But you're wrong. I'm just the novelty that hasn't quite worn off, and I've been lucky.
Your hair looks good that way. I meant to tell you.
Short? Oh, that's right. It was long when you left, wasn't it?
And you wore glasses.
How sweet that you remember it. I never really needed them, and they got in the way.
You know, I started to write you several times. Congratulations on your work, that sort of thing. I just never got around to it.
I did write to you several times, but I didn't mail the letters writing to someone who probably didn't want to be bothered anyway. Somehow it just didn't seem quite ladylike.
A football coach should never be ladylike anyway.
Now, you are making fun of me.
Oh, no, but you'll have to admit it's not like sewing fine hems or baking cherry pies like most women.
Why shouldn't a woman be a good football coach? It's practically all strategy. Women are good at that. And knowing how to handle men, why, we're taught that from the age of two.
Oh, now, look, I didn't mean to start an argument.
Are we here? Oh, good. Thank you for the lift, Mr. Evans. And do you know what I think of you? I think you're a great, big, stuffy, conceited man. With blue eyes and brown hair and may the best team win.
And the score, Littleton 6, Midlands 12. Littleton's ball on Midland's 8-yard line, second down, goal to go. They come out of the huddle into a tight tee. Greenlee takes the ball from center, fades back and shoots a pass over right end to Kelly on the 3-yard line, and he's over. Littleton scores another touchdown. Now here comes Littleton's boy with the educated toe, Phil Dugan, for the conversion. They're lined up. They're ready. Dugan comes in slowly. Now watch this. There it goes right through the... Wait a minute. It swerved. It missed. The wind must have got it, folks. And there's the gun. Littleton failed to convert, and the game's over. A tie score. Midlands 12, Littleton 12.
Say, wait a minute, Mrs. Martin. I thought you said...
We'll wait out here until she's through with her speech.
But you told me she was sick.
I didn't mean literally, Mr. Evans.
You said she'd been calling my name.
She has been. For nights. In her sleep. Now be quiet and listen. I'll open the door.
And it was those letters, often written under the fire of battle, that guided us to our victory. The letters which Coach Evans wrote to me, for you, the student body of Littleton High.
Who, me? I didn't write any letters.
You didn't? Well, you probably meant to.
Just one more thing, please. I spoke earlier of having a request to make of you all. And this is it. Ask Coach Evans to return to Littleton High next season. We must use every inducement, though nothing we can do now can ever completely repay his remembering Littleton when we so desperately needed his help. And now, once again... To the boys of the team and to you who gave us such splendid support, my heartfelt thanks. Oh, Liz, where have you been? Dear!
It was a wonderful speech, darling. We just got here for the last part, though.
Mrs. Martin told me you were sick. I came right away.
Oh, Liz, you didn't.
Well, you'll have to admit you haven't been acting like yourself. Anyway, I got him here. So carry on.
Are they serving pie?
About those letters.
Well, you'd have written them if you'd had time.
If I'd had time, if I'd had any sense.
Will you come back to Littleton, please?
Well, if they really want me to.
Oh, they do.
Then I'll think about it. But what about you?
Me?
Well, have you had a better offer? Another school?
Oh, no.
Any other kind of offer since the last time we talked? I mean, like getting married, maybe?
Would you want to marry a football coach?
Oh, I never thought about it before, but if the coach looked something like you and if she could cook and sew...
See this dress? I made it. And you've never tasted cherry pie till you've eaten mine. And may I have this dance? There. See how unladylike I am? Imagine being married to someone like me.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. I could get to like it.
Oh, it would never work out. We'd argue all night about tactics and things.
Maybe not.
And what would I do all day? The garden club ladies would never invite an ex-football coach to join their group.
So we could raise our own football team, maybe. That'd keep you busy.
No. No, it wouldn't work out. Would it? Do you think it would, Bill?
Oh, let's try it and see.
Oh, Bill.
Hey, I thought you asked me to have this dance.
I did. Come on. And if I start to leave, kick me or something.
I will. Or something.
And so the curtain falls on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Alexis Smith. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meanwhile, that excellent performance calls for a curtain call from our accomplished young star. Alexis Smith, or should I say coach, you were wonderful.
Thank you, Art. It's the kind of role I especially enjoy.
Say, would you enjoy a very special cup of coffee right now?
Oh, I don't need any coaching on that. I accept.
Fine, fine. It's poured and waiting. Here you are.
Mmm. This is a very special cup of coffee.
Well, that's because it's creamed with smooth, rich carnation evaporated milk.
I like it.
So do lots and lots of other people, Alexis. In fact, millions of coffee lovers actually like carnation better than cream. You see, it's heat refined for better blending, and it's more than double rich. That's why it gives a cup of coffee that special flavor, that enticing aroma.
Yes, it's really delicious.
And carnation costs less than half as much as cream. There's no doubt about it. A good cup of coffee needs carnation, the milk that whips. Now, Alexis, from a grateful sponsor to an outstanding actress, may I present this bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk.
Thanks ever so much, Art. They're beautiful. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Alexis Smith. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present James Dunn in a dramatic play titled Three's a Family. And now, here's Mr. Dunn.
Marrying a wonderful woman you've known and loved for many years is the greatest thing in the world. But being accepted by a ready-made family is a tough job. Sometimes it works.
Thank you, James Dunn. We'll all be back here next week to hear you in this heartwarming story. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Dorothy Millard Brown and adapted for radio by Miss Brown and Wilson Bauer. Supporting Miss Smith were Robert Bailey, Alice Reinhardt, Eddie Firestone, and Harry Bartell. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present James Dunn In Three's a Family. Stay tuned now to hear Fun for All, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.